hospitals that accept the card, and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics to surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit, it's your card for a lifetime of care. Subject to credit approval. To learn more, apply at carecredit.com/vetmed. carecredit.com/vetmed. And now coming up is Sheila from the Old People's Riding Club. Jamie, this is one club I think we are qualified for.
I think we can get in.
Yeah. I think this is our kind of club. Sheila, thanks for joining us. Where are you located?
Well, I'm personally in North Carolina.
Oh, okay, good. And is the club all over the country?
It is.
Tell us about it.
Nationwide.
Is it a pony club thing, or is it a...
Okay, so it's a little... It's based on Pony Club.
Okay.
So this is what happened. In 1998, Hope Jacob and her friends were all standing around at her property. They had allowed a Pony Club group to use her property for an event. And her friends were all looking at this and going, wow, why can't we do stuff like that? And she was like, you know what? Why can't we? And so they got together, four of them, and they made this club. And it used to be called the Old People's Pony Club, but we had to change our name because of infringement. So we went to Old People's Riding Club. And it's called the Old People because it used to be at the age of 21. I don't remember if it's still that way in Pony Club. I think I heard something about it. It's been upgraded.
They're 25 now, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So back then, we were thinking, we'll just scarf up all those old pony clubbers that, you know, still like the format that they were used to. And we started our club that way, based on the pony clubbers. And we made ratings. But there's a little difference between us and the pony club. Pony club is structured to teach kids. We are structured to educate, not teaching, educate mainly women, but because that's just the way it shows up. But we do have some men in our chapters. But what we're finding is that a lot of women, once their children are grown, and they may have been horse moms themselves, like me, I found out about this Old People's Riding Club because of my daughter's Pony Club event. They were there at the Old People's Riding Club, were there at a Pony Club event. Can't remember how that went. I think it was just a jumping practice at one of our friends' properties. And I was like, what are these people doing here? Who's that? You know, and then Hope told me who they were. And I was like, huh.
Well,
okay.
It's funny that you're talking about women, especially getting back into horses. That's our audience. Our audience is a lot of women who've gotten back into the horses between 40 and 60 years old, right?
Right.
That's who the audience is. So you're talking to the right audience, for sure.
Okay.
What kind of activities do you do? What do you do?
Oh, gosh, we have everything. You name it. We've done soccer. We've done jousting. And let me put it this way. It depends on the chapter that you join, because each chapter is allowed to do their independent activities, do what they want. As a national organization, we would provide them with insurance, we provide them with structure, we provide them with the ratings. And when I say ratings, we don't require you to go anywhere past the D1. And the D1 is things like, where's the bridle, how many parts of the horse, and name me five parts of the horse, and you can say eye, tail, mane, and it's all good, you know. And we have the D1 rating that if you want to ride with us, you have to take that, so that the chapter presidents feel comfortable allowing that person to at least ride with them. There are a few times that we've had people that had mismatched horses for themselves, and it was a dangerous situation for everybody. So at that point, we work with them to tame their horse, train their horse, that kind of stuff. And I say work with them. We give them advice where to go. Some chapters have clinics where they work on these kind of stuff in the clinics. It all depends on the chapter. It really does. There has been, I don't think there's very much I haven't done with my horse anymore since joining OPRC, and that was horse swimming, fox hunting, and we get invited to different fox hunting events and stuff like that, or we ask, can we join, right? Join for a day or something like that.
So it's all kinds of different things. Sounds like a lot of fun stuff too. It's not necessarily serious showing and recognized.
Okay, there is no serious showing.
Okay.
And here's an example of this. We host a rally and people get freaked out because they've never competed. And I said, you know, our rally is completely different than any other place because we don't care if you get your test read to you. If you're brand new and you're doing dressage, you've never done dressage before and you forget your test, we allow people to actually walk in the arena and lead line you around if that's what you need. You know, granted, you'll only compete at the local level for a ribbon, but if you're higher up and you want to compete for a national ribbon, then you have to play by the national rules, which is the same thing as basically a dressage test anywhere else, you know. So there's show jumping in there. And again, when I say show jumping, I'm talking you can walk over a ground pole, that kind of show jumping.
Not 4 foot jumps.
No. We have stuff like what we call barrel racing, which a barrel racer will laugh at, you know. They trot, they walk the barrels, whatever they want to do. It's just all about having fun and getting you and your horse out to experience different venues.
And then the other thing, too, is make friends. You know, one of the conversations we've had on the show over the years with our listeners is that some of them live in places where it's hard to make friends or they're not good at making friends, and this kind of helps that situation, too. Horsey friends.
Yeah, and actually, I'm a good example of this. When I first joined OPRC, I was suffering from social anxiety. And Practical Horseman actually wrote an article on my snafu. I was so scared when I went to my first riding event, I literally mounted the horse from the mounting block, and my momentum was so strong because I was, you know, nervous, I landed on the other side of the horse. On the ground.
Everybody's almost done that at least once.
Well, I literally did it. And they were so nice to me. And then afterwards, you know, they just came over, made sure I was okay. And because I was brand new, they'd never seen me before, right? And then when I joined them, they acted like nothing ever happened. So it was really cool.
Well, what's cool about your group, too, is it's a horse. It doesn't matter what your horse is, right? It doesn't matter what breed.
Correct.
Or Heinz 57.
No.
Doesn't matter.
No, doesn't matter at all. As long as you're happy with your horse, we're happy with your horse.
And English and Western?
Know, English, Western, yes, gated. And when we have our rally, we accommodate for all of those variables. We allow Western dressage. We allow gated dressage. And, you know, all the different, two years ago, we started the horse equitation class in the rally. Again, walking, lead line, and anything you need, you know.
Well, before we run out of time, I wanted to mention the states that you're currently in, and you are looking for people to form new chapters, I know, too. Florida, Maryland, Montana, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. None in Oklahoma, Jamie.
What's about
time
that?
To get started? Let's go.
Here we go.
Bring it on.
We've been waiting on you.
Well, and they can contact you through the website. The website is oldpeoplesridingclub.com. There's a contact button right there, and they can contact you guys if they're interested in starting a chapter. And there's a really handy map right on the website where you can see where the current chapters are if you're close enough to join one. But I think this is a fantastic idea. Any reason to get people together, to ride together and have fun is perfect, because that is something that when you have, especially if you have your horses at home, you're not part of a community and you need one. I mean, everybody needs some horsey friends.
I agree.
Well, look
Absolutely.
At this. Now, look, you went from trying to mount your horse and falling off the other side to being a guest on one of the top podcasts in the horse world. You've come a long way, girl.
Yes, I have. Didn't think about it that way.
You've come a long way.
I thought I hit the jackpot when I ended up in Practical Horseman. I was like, wow.
Well, they're one of our sister companies, so we're glad you were there, too.
A team that will walk you through joining your creating your chapter and everything. We are totally there to help you with everything you need. And we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid.
Sheila, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. It's oldpeoplesridingclub.com.